Es hat also sich nicht über Rest geschlagen, wenn Jehuda mir sagt, hier war mir darf er sein. Sagt die Gemara in the days of Rabbi Doise ben Hyrcanus, it was said in his name that the Tsar of an Erva is permitted for Yibam, like the view of Beis Shammai. The Chacham disagreed with the Pesach, but they could not voice their disagreement to him because Rabbi Doise didn't come to Beis Medrash anymore due to his failing eyesight. Rabbi Yeshua volunteered to go and to speak to him, and along with him went Rabbi Yeshua. Along with Rabbi Yeshua went Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. After Rabbi Doise welcomed them in and introduced Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, because he already knew Rabbi Yeshua, so after that he was introduced to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, they began speaking to him and learning, and eventually asked him, how do we pass him regarding the Tsar of an Erva for Yibam? So he answered, what do you mean, we pass him like Beis Hillel? So they told him, but we heard in your name that you pass him like Beis Shammai. He said to them, did you hear that Rabbi Doise says like that, or did you hear that Ben Hyrcanus pass him like Beis Shammai? They said, yes, it's true that we heard that it was Ben Hyrcanus, because he explained that he has a younger brother, Yonason Ben Hyrcanus, and he's a very stubborn person from Beis Shammai who sticks to his convictions, and he has 300 reasons why the Tsar of an Erva should be Mutter. However, Rabbi Doise said, I can be made that we know that Chagai Hanavi said three things. The Tsar of an Erva is also for Yibam. One must give Meiser Oni from produce grown in the lands of Ammon and Moav during Shemitah. And number three, that we may accept Gerim from the lands of the Karduyim and the Tarmudim. The Gemara explains the reason those lands are Chayv and Meiser during Shemitah is because they were not conquered when the Eden came up from Bavel. And anything that was not reconquered then, was only conquered by Yeshua, was not reconquered by the Oilei Bavel, did not retain its initial Kedusha. And it was purposely left without Kedusha, so that it should not be subject to Shemitah, and therefore should be available to give the poor people some method of support during Shemitah. Meaning, because the fields subject to Shemitah don't give Meiser during Shemitah like this, the fields of Ammon and Moav would give Meiser Oni and would have Lechet Shechem Peah, maybe even be available for workers to work during Shemitah. Mara says Rabbi Yochanan and Sabia said that we may not accept Gerim from the Talmudim. So even though we said that from Chagai Hanavi they brought down, Rabbi Doise said that we do accept Gerim from Kaduim and Talmudim. But Rabbi Yochanan and Sabia said that we do not accept Gerim from the Talmudim, is what they said. Facting where we find that Rabbi Yochanan explained the Mishnah as saying that we treat the Talmudim as goyim for purposes of their bloodstain, their ksamim for Tumas Nida, and then said that based on this we see that we may accept goyim from Talmudim. So how could we say that Rabbi Yochanan said we do not accept? We see clearly he says that we do accept. Mar says there are trei amaroi. They are explaining how they argue what Rabbi Yochanan actually said. In fact, what's the reason for not accepting Gerim from Tarmoid? So Rabbi Yochanan and Sabi argue. One says because the people of Tarmoid were the offspring of the slaves of Shloima with Jewish women, with the result that they were Mamzerim, because this follows the view that a child produced from a Goy and a Jewess, a female Jew, is a Mamzer. The other says that these people were the offsprings of the non-Jewish soldiers who came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and went and raped many Jewish girls from Yerushalayim, producing, again, the children who were Mamzerim, according to this view. Said, the pasuk of Nar Hoyisi Gamzakanti couldn't have been said by Hashem because there's no such thing as age by Hashem. It couldn't have been said by David because he wasn't Gamzakanti, he never really got old. Therefore, it must have been said by the Sar HaOilam, meaning the Malach. Also said, we learn from a pasuk that when Ammon and Moav came to the Beis HaMikdash at the time of the Churban, they didn't go after the money. Rather, even though all the other guys were going after the money, they went after the Sefer Torah. They took it from the Azara and they burned it. They said, this Torah that says that Layavai, the people, the males of Ammon and Moav may not be accepted as Gerim, this Torah will get burned. Mar says, Vayter, Rabbi Yehuda Neymar Vasi said, if a guy in today's times gives a Jewish woman Kedushin, we have to be concerned that it's a valid Kedushin, because we must be concerned that this guy is actually a Yid from the Aseres HaShvatim, who were lost among the nations of the world, and even if they're Mamzerim now, but still we have to be afraid for a Kedushin Mamzer, which is Typhus. In fact, why do we have to be afraid for that? We have a rule called the Parish Meruba Parish, and therefore we should say that if a guy comes Meruba, that he's Mistama a guy, that he's called the Parish Meruba Parish, and therefore we should be allowed to assume that the guy is truly a guy. Mara said he was discussing a case where the Kedushin was given in a place that where the Aseres HaShvatim were known to have been, in which case then we have the rule of Kol Kevua Kemechza Mechza Dami, which is why we have to be concerned that it is a true Kedushin.